Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
If your mind is focused on fear, your life will be limited to anxiety. But if your life is filled and rooted in faith, your life will be filled with purpose.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the word.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word. Speak, speak, speak God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Three Keys to the Kingdom.
Speak the word.
I want to share with you some scriptures about angelic beings. And I want to tell you how God sent His angels to protect you and to watch over you. In Psalms 91, 11 through 12, in a New King James, it says, For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands, He said, they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. In the easy read, it says it this way in verse 11 and 12. He will command His angels to protect you wherever you go. Their hands, He said, will catch you so that you will not hit your foot on a rock. Wow. You know, I think that calls for a selah, brothers and sisters. And all selah means is just stop and think about what the Lord just said. You know, this verse highlights the extent of God's protective care, emphasizing that He will even enlist the assistance of His angels to ensure the safety and well-being of those who trust in Him.
Yes.
Friends, I believe that the Lord wants me to reassure you of His presence and of His protection. I don't believe that there has ever been a time when we need to be aware of the protection of God's angelic forces more.
Amen.
And I want to share with you, and I want you to know, based on the scripture, that God knows that His children need protection against their enemy, the devil, and his cohorts.
Amen.
That with so much going on in the world today, and with so much upheaval, and all the fear about what's to come, because we're all talking about, you know, what's going to happen next.
Yes.
And every time something happens, you know, every time something happens, we think in our mind, it couldn't be any worse than this.
That's right.
What's coming up can't be any worse than this. I mean, the people that are creating these things, I mean, you think, where is their brain?
Right.
You know, have they just left it?
Yes.
But we also need to recognize, too, that it's really not the people, it's the enemy influencing them.
Yes.
They have that spirit on them, and the spirit, demonic spirit, is influencing them to say and do what they do. So we need to pray for them.
Amen.
And I know that's hard to do sometimes, to pray for some people, but the only answer is prayer.
Only
you know, only answer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I do believe that we are living in the end days. I really do.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
But it's good to know that God has assigned angels to you and to me to protect us.
Praise God.
In Hebrews 1:4, the New King James, it says, Are they not ministering spirits? Sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation.
Yes.
Saints, if you're born again, then you qualify to be ministered to by God's angels. And I think that's great news that you qualify for His protection.
Amen.
And I thank God for that. You know, for many years now, when I get into my car, I always pray before driving off, and my prayer is, Lord, I thank you that you've given your angels charge over me, and they keep me in all of my ways. And in my pathway there is health and life. There is no death, for I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of my Lord. And that's based on Psalms 118:17 and 91:11 and Psalms. And, you know, and I've had many encounters with God's angels, and they have rescued me many times.
Amen.
Many times. However, I've never seen an angel. But I have encountered a person I believe to be was an angel,
yes.
And I have experienced their help.
Praise God.
And I know I wouldn't be here today if they had not intervened on my behalf.
Praise
you
God.
Know, you have to recognize that. And I'm sure that God's angels have rescued you too,
oh, yes.
Many times that you don't even realize. That you didn't even recognize at the time that it was that God sending his angels to rescue you,
Amen.
Just in the nick of time.
Yes.
Maybe when that car almost hit you.
Jesus.
Or when you failed, or when something happened that, and you said, oh, thank God. And somebody might say, well, you sure were lucky. No, you weren't lucky.
No.
Luck has nothing to do with it.
Amen.
It's a blessing from God himself that loves you so much that he says he keeps you in the palm of his hands. And so he watches over you all the time. Praise God. I remember one night, I'll share this with you. I remember one night I was driving back from Hampton, from Virginia to Brookneal, Virginia. Then I did have an angelic experience. And I had been over to Hampton for a doctor's appointment. I had stayed there a little too long. And so when I was going back, it had gotten dark. And it had been raining, like kind of like today. It had been raining most of the day. So the roads were dark and wet. And these particular roads were very narrow and curvy. I know you have been on these roads, especially in the daytime, especially at night, when they're really dark and they're very narrow,
yes.
You know, and there's
yes.
not really much room for two cars to even
right.
be driving. And there's not much. If you run off the road,
right.
there's a ditch. There's not very much there to
That's
catch
right.
you. And that was the kind of road that I was on. But I remember as I drove down that dark road listening to one of Joyce Meyer's cassette tapes, so you know it's been a while, because they don't have cassette tapes anymore. On her experience, she was talking about her experience with an angel. So when she was talking about her experience with the angel, I said to the Lord, well, Lord, why are all these other people always seeing you or having angelic experiences? I never do. And I tell you what. When I said that I never have, and saints, I want you to know that I had no sooner gotten those words out of my mouth than my car hit this high water in the road. I mean, it was high. I mean, it was all the way across the road, and there was woods on the left. I don't remember what's on the right. It's probably woods, but the ditches were full of water, so it was water all the way across. I had not seen the sign that warned of the high water because I was listening to the cassette tape. I was all into that. And I don't even know if there was a sign. I don't really think there was a sign there. I cried out, oh, God, help me, for my car was being pulled over. I do remember it was being pulled to the left. It was being pulled into the wrong direction. And almost immediately, when I called out to the Lord, I could feel my car being pulled back onto the road. And I just kept praying as I came through the water to the other side, because even once I was pulled back onto the road, then I had to keep driving to get through the rest of the water, to get through it, to get onto the other side. But I could not just, I couldn't stop thanking the Lord enough. I could almost feel in that sense of what David was feeling when he called out to the Lord and the Lord answered him immediately in Psalms 34:4. You know, it's also in Psalms 34:7 in God Word translation where it says the messenger is talking about God's angels. It said the messenger of the Lord camps around those who fear him and he rescues them.
Thank you, Lord.
And I believe that God's angels were encamped around about me that night and they rescued me and they're the ones that pulled my car. And there's
yes.
many times I've experienced angels doing this in one incident or another, but that was one that came to mind. But it's awesome to know that even the Lord tells us in Proverbs to trust the Lord with all your heart.
Yes.
Lean not unto your own understanding,
yes.
but acknowledge him in all of your ways,
Amen.
And he'll direct your path.
Yes.
And so I think one of the things that we like the most is that we don't acknowledge him in a lot of the things that he's doing for us every day. And it's really those little small things, all things, but a lot, we think about it maybe with something large. But I know several times, one time I fell out my back door and hit the concrete, but I didn't get hurt. You know, I laid there and I prayed and I got up and I was fine. And also I fell in the door one day. The rug was just kind of slipped. But Even if I stump my toe on something, I thank God.
Yes.
Lord, thank you. Thank you, angels. Because I know, as the Bible says, they were lifting me up in their hands lest I dash my foot against a stone. In other words, they were protecting me so I didn't get hurt. And this happens when you believe it. You got to believe what the Word of God says. You cannot believe the Word of God just based on maybe your finances, your health, etc. You've got to trust Him, that Word, for everything that He says. If He says it, it's true.
Speak the Word to your body. Speak the Word to your mind. Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Saints, I received this letter from Jenny, and she writes, "Dear Pastor Joe, please pray for my patient, Julian. He not only needs many physical miracles from brain damage, but also needs to get out of his bed and room. But his grandmother is afraid he will get sick. His grandmother also needs salvation as well as her husband. I'm requesting prayer for myself as well. Thank you so much." Jenny, I'm so sorry to hear about Julian, and I know you must be concerned for his well-being. And it sounds like you're concerned for his grandmother as well. I would be honored to pray for Julian and for you. Father, I lift this situation up to you, and I pray that you'll give Jenny the extra grace that she needs to take care of Julian. And I pray that you'll intervene on his behalf with his grandmother. And I pray that Julian's grandmother will see the need to allow him out of his bed. And I pray that you will send a kingdom connection across her path to witness to her about you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the Word of God, against the Word.